Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
DJB show at 7 minutes past the hour. DJB stands for Doug Steffen. He's out today. He'll be back. Jennifer Horn, that's me. Victoria Keelan, that's Victoria right over there. Say hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Not uncomfortable at all. We've been focusing a lot on, obviously, the DNC, the Democrats convention this week. Republicans will get together for their convention next week.
Next week?
Yeah, it's next week. So 2 weeks of this. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's been brutal. It's not, I'm telling you this from a bipartisan perspective. I'm not trying to sling arrows because I don't plan on voting for a Democrat, but it is just boring. And one of the things that might actually benefit Republicans, if they're watching this and they see what's slow moving about the Democrats, maybe they might try to pep things up. But I think the live audience aspect is really kind of missing. On night number one of the DNC, you had Michelle Obama, who's a great speaker, but she had recorded her speech like 3 weeks ago. She didn't know Kamala Harris was the VP. She had old numbers on coronavirus. A lot of night number two stuff was all pre-taped. Now, the good thing is that Kamala Harris on night three and Joe Biden on night four, they've promised, at least the party has promised, that those will be live speeches. So I think that's kind of important because you can tell. I mean, you can tell what's sort of in the can and what's not. And certainly I'm sure Republicans are watching it. I guess the viewership on this all virtual convention has been pretty low as well. I think there are people who are just done probably with politics and certainly just watching it kind of creative for TV. I don't know if it's bringing in a lot of people, but we're still undecided about who will win on November 3rd, 2020. And typically it's a day after election day, like after a party wins, well, then it's all about who's going to run next, right? I mean, literally the day that President Trump won, it was about who Democrats are going to draft to run against him in 4 years. It seems like our election cycle is constant, right? It's always ongoing. Mm-hmm. And it seems the further along we get, it seems like that is really the case. Well, here's further proof of that. Are you ready for this? They have already come out with the first poll of who they would like to see run for president in 2024. We haven't even decided 2020 yet. But The Daily Show with Trevor Noah and YouGov got together and asked Americans, who would you like to see as the next celebrity president? So I did not tell you I was going to do this, but any guesses as
celebrity?
Who would people like to see as the next celebrity president?
I'm guessing it's not Kanye.
He is not on the list. That's correct.
Celebrity. Now, is this a Republican or a Democrat or just in general any celebrity?
Well, most celebrities I would imagine are Democrats. There's one Republican that I see for sure that's on the list, but I think the rest are Democrats.
I think it's a safe guess to say, like, universally loved Tom Hanks.
He's number three. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
he's number three on the list.
So there are two people ahead of him.
Above him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody always tosses out Oprah's name, right?
The only woman on the list is not Oprah, no.
Oh.
There's only one woman on the list. She's number nine.
Not Ellen.
Judge Judy.
Okay.
69% of the vote. She comes in at number nine. Everyone else is male on the list. I'll tell you, because I don't think you're going to get this one. Not that I don't have faith in you, but I would have never gotten this. But when you hear it, you're going to go, probably wouldn't be all that bad, although he's got a little baggage in his past with his granddaughter. Morgan Freeman, number one on the list of people that Americans would like to see in the presidency. And I guess it's probably his calming voice, and I think people love it. Also, the fact that he's played president before, he's 81% of
he's
Americans
played
would
God,
like to see him.
I think
he's
more
played
than
God,
once, right?
Right. So Morgan Freeman, number one. Huh. Denzel Washington, I'd love to see that. Number two, I'd just watch that. I may not like his politics, but watching it would be fun. Tom Hanks, number three on the list. Samuel Jackson, number four. I think that's
surprising. That would be funny.
I know. Isn't it surprising? I mean, the guy that does the credit card commercials and, like, whacks people in movies, but all right. The Rock, who I believe is still a Republican, he's number 5 on the list, 72%, followed by Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Matt Damon, Judge Judy, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo? Someone went to Leo in The Office?
I couldn't handle it. What was that movie that it was so great? Oh, was the American President with the single guy and he fell? It was Michael Douglas.
I think it was
Michael Douglas and Annette Bening, wasn't it?
Yep.
So yeah, there you go. YouGov already thinking ahead about who they might want to recruit for 2024. Morgan Freeman might be a little too old, I think, and I don't mean to be ageist, but you know, Denzel. I could handle it. I think that might not be so bad.
Denzel could play the part very well. It is interesting. Like, I think Tom Hanks, I never thought of him ever as political until recently. But I think that it's so funny how people just look to him. And I wonder, I think there's a calming thing. I think you're right. Morgan Freeman has that voice that, you know, he could just read the phone book and you're like enthralled.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tom Hanks has something. He's played so many beloved characters, you know, whether they're real or fictional. And I think when you lock down the role of Mr. Rogers, I think that puts you in a different category, you know, of just American treasure.
Yeah,
so I can kind of see that.
I mean, I think Tom Hanks, as you mentioned, has kind of, he's not only soothing, but he's very, very likable. He has gotten political. And I don't know, maybe it's just my perspective from the other side of the aisle. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I don't know. I do appreciate when Hollywood stars just try to leave the politics out of it. It's become such a trend. And I'm not saying that they don't deserve to have an opinion, but sometimes I look at entertainment as solace, as a place where you can go and get away from the politics and you can get away from the noise. And entertainers like Johnny Carson way back on television or actors that, you know, put together movies, I want to watch them and enjoy them and become completely immersed. And so Tom Hanks, I think for a long time, was one of those actors who didn't really speak very loudly about politics. He would do brave roles. I mean, he was in the movie Philadelphia. I mean, he did some great, brave, groundbreaking stuff. And I think his art would almost speak the narrative so that he didn't have to. But now he's coming out and doing politics. And I feel like it's a trend that everybody feels like now they have this platform, so they want to do it. And it's unfortunate. I mean, I don't know. I feel like when politics infiltrates everything, I feel like there is no escape. And that's, I don't know. You just want that place to go where you don't have to think about it. And it's unfortunate that we're kind of going into the trend, I guess, into the other direction, if that makes sense.
I get it. At the same time, though, I don't know if you've ever encountered this, because I know you do more politics on your local show in L.A., but, you know, like, I've gotten the comments, you know, from stupid people, oh, shut up, you know, and just talk about entertainment stuff. You know, you're on the radio.
I hear that, and that bothers me because I don't think that that's fair.
When people say that about actors, because they're also American citizens who are entitled by birth to have a political opinion, and I just, you know, no one ever says, oh, shut up, you're just a doctor. Go back to just fixing people in surgery. No one ever says that, but
I
they love
that
crap
to my
on
doctor a few times.
but people like, and no one says, oh, well, you're just a lawyer, so shut up. You don't have it. You don't get an
opinion.
I promise
you, when
I do that to people in the entertainment industry all the time.
And I don't mean this to be, I really, honestly, I hope you can hear that I don't mean it in that way where just shut up. You're just an actor. I think there are very smart actors out there. And of course, they're totally entitled to their own opinion. It just used to be a trend in Hollywood, as it's a trend now, not to do it, to be the opposite, to use your platform and to shout and say what your beliefs are. It used to be a trend in Hollywood where people didn't do that because it was divisive and they didn't want to alienate half of their audience. And I miss it. I mean, I was friends with Ed McMahon, and he would never let you know what his politics were. I knew him a long time, and he would never tell you because he didn't want 50% of the crowd to not like him. And I guess I just miss that escape because really now there is none. It doesn't exist. It's in everything. All right. You can let us know what you think, by the way. You can follow Victoria on Twitter at OnAirVictoria. You can follow me at Jennifer Horn, and, of course, the DJV Show at DJV Show if you want to chime in on that. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. A lot of focus on politics, but how about a focus on your health, Victoria? A new study out that says honey is actually a better treatment for coughs and colds than antibiotics. Research suggests that honey is also more effective than many of those over-the-counter medicines that you buy at the drugstore. It's a great method, they say, to block a cough, to clear up a stuffy nose, sore throat, all of those symptoms that you get with the common cold. And by the way, spoiler alert, people are still getting colds, even though we're all wearing masks and it's COVID-19 time. There are other things happening besides COVID. And so yeah. Doctors say instead of using over-the-counter treatments that, you know, for an upper respiratory tract infection, even for bronchitis, that they're seeing that honey is actually more effective than antibiotics, which I think, I'm sorry, not antibiotics, than over-the-counter medication and antibiotics. So that's kind of interesting news, and it's the testament to the power of local honey, which I think we've spent a lot of time on this program over the years talking about.
Yeah, and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's on the show every week, he often talks about the power of, and you need to have raw honey. It can't be like the processed stuff in the plastic bear. It needs to be, you know, really good quality raw honey. It's such a powerful antiviral, and it has so many wonderful properties for all different types of immune system support. And, you know, and the ancient Egyptians used honey. If you cut yourself, they would put honey on it. And to this day, if you do that with raw honey, you will not get an infection because it's that powerful of an antiviral. So it makes sense.
Yeah, they say honey is readily available and more effective and less harmful than usual care alternatives. Pretty cool stuff. 21 minutes past the hour on the DJ Beast Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's out today. Jen and Victoria here with music news. And this is Kesha. Her Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Ride 2 cruise has been rescheduled. Like everything, I'm telling you. Guys, I know there's nothing to do right now in 2020, but rest up. Because apparently 2020, they're big plans.
Banging.
It's for 2021. All right, tell us about Kesha and her Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Ride 2, the cruise.
So the cruise has now been postponed till November 3rd of 2021. It will run from November 3rd to November 7th. It's going to continue in the tradition of her first cruise that she did in 2019, which was named after her album Rainbow. It will depart from Miami to Great Stirrup Key in the Bahamas. And it's going to feature performances by Kesha, The Struts, Kay Flay, Ali and AJ. Wow, haven't heard of them in a long time. Big Frida, who is on Kesha's new album. Mr. Wives, Rabel, who has done a few songs with Kesha. I really like Rabel. He's great. Detox, Monet and Change, Roxy Andrews, Thorgy Thor, and, you know, more drag queens and fabulosity will be expected on the Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Ride. And guests who purchased rooms already on the cruise, which was supposed to be this October. So if you are, you probably have already been notified if you bought these tickets, but you can transfer your reservation if you want to still go for next year. And so they've extended the change date, so you have until December 31st of this year to figure out if you want to go on the next cruise. But it sounds like it'll be pretty fun. Kesha's new album, which I'm blanking on the name of it, but I've listened to it a lot recently. It's really, really good. And I never in a million years would have ever thought that I would say that I've listened to a Kesha album, but it's really, really good. Her voice is sick, and there are some great songs on the new album. So I would actually see her live. I don't know that I'd go on a whole cruise of this, but
that's what I was
going
to ask you. I know they do a lot of these cruises, a lot of artists from all genres. They do a lot of country music cruises and pop cruises and all that. The New Kids on the Block do a big cruise.
That would be fun.
I think it would be way fun too, but I think I'd be a little bit embarrassed. Is that weird that there's like an embarrassment factor to go on a fan cruise?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who would you cruise to go? Who would you go with on a cruise? Aside from your brother's band, because that would be acceptable.
I wouldn't do that. I would probably do a Coldplay cruise or a U2 cruise. Like, I would do a band that has a big catalog where, like, every night could be a totally different set and you're not going to see the same stuff over and over.
All right, so there you go. If you want to cruise with Kesha.
Like, I wouldn't do, like, a Celine Dion tour because that would, you know, dinner would be at 4 o'clock.
I would actually probably have to throw myself overboard on Celine Dion. Not that she doesn't have a beautiful voice, but that beating on her chest is just a lot to handle. All right, let's talk about Britney Spears now. I've been following her on Instagram, and this girl does not ever take off her choker. It's just there's something happening.
Oh, my God, right?
But
right?
She is strongly, it's always on, but she's strongly opposed to having her father take over her conservatorship. So what's going on with Brit?
You know, this whole Free Britney thing, maybe she's now watching it online, and now she does, after a decade, she doesn't want her dad to be in charge of her personal affairs anymore. We know what happens when he's not in charge. She shaves her head, and things go horribly awry. So, I don't know. I don't want her to be controlled, but I also think that her dad has saved her life. You know, this started in 2008. This was a very public breakdown.
And there's clearly stuff still going on with her.
There has to be. I'm just concerned that she won't take her meds anymore, you know, if he's not in charge of her money. She'll blow through all of her money.
Well, she's trying to fight it, and obviously this renews every few years. So Britney now saying she doesn't want her father in control of her career and her finances. The DJV Show, Music News, at 28 minutes past the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Time for you to brighten up your smile. Make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're now 3/4 of the way through the Democratic National Convention. The theme is a more perfect union. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's pick for vice president is Kamala Harris. She opened the night's virtual festivities. Before officially accepting the nomination for vice president, Senator Harris spoke about the importance of voting.
I know many of you plan to vote this year, but amidst the excitement and enthusiasm for this election, you've also heard about obstacles and misinformation and folks making it harder for you to cast your ballot. I think we need to ask ourselves, why don't they want us to vote? Why is there so much effort to silence our voices? And the answer is because when we vote, things change.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. is sending millions of dollars to Iraq. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying Iraq is getting just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water. He announced the money from USAID during a briefing with Iraq's foreign minister.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors as well.
Pompeo says he can see the day in the not-too-distant future when American tourists can travel to Iraq and visit the country's historic sites. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Auto dealerships are making hay while the sun shines, that is, charging top dollar to take advantage of a temporary shortage of used vehicles.
If we paid you $15,000 for that truck last year, we would write a check for $20,000 this time this year.
Andrew Carbon-Lennon with CarMax, he continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
The quality of cars is declining because there's just not the inventory out there.
New vehicles are also in relatively short supply because consumer demand bounced back faster than auto production could recover from coronavirus-related business shutdowns in the second quarter. If you are selling your used car, Tom McDowell with AutoMatch.com says,
in some states, you get a tax break on the sales tax for that trade.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria, I anticipate that Doug Zevin will be along at some point. When? I don't know, but we'll find out. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here, and we start off with a trending news story. What's going on, Victoria?
Sorry, my computer.
I got a trending story. No problem. All right, so schools in the focus. We've talked a lot about elementary schools, high schools being closed all across the country. It's back to school time. A lot of schools in my home state, hometown, are going back to school, all of them almost virtual, except for one school district. And I thought this was such a cool idea because, you know, they're somewhere in the middle of going full force back to normal and not letting anybody do anything that I think we need to explore until we
What's happening in California? Because I have not been up on. So well, are the kids going
has,
back
The governor
or not?
Has said no schooling if your county's on the watch list, which most of the counties in California are. The bulk
so
of
it's
the population
county by county. Okay.
On the watch list need to not do in-person classes. But because, and I appreciate this, because some people are just, you know, not wanting to follow the science. If you are in elementary school, because most kids under 10 are having a much lower rate of transmission and getting sick from coronavirus than even older kids and adults, of course. So if you're an elementary school in one of these counties, you can actually go through some steps to get a waiver if you want to do in-person classes. And that's what Glendale is its own. It's not part of the L.A. Unified School District, but it is part of L.A. County. Glendale Unified, I know this is uber local, but I thought this was a really good idea. They're actually sending kids back, but they're leaving teachers at home. Because one of the big issues with the teachers union is, okay, maybe the kids aren't going to get sick and pass things around, but maybe the teachers would, and they're older right. and maybe more vulnerable. So what Glendale's doing, and I just learned about this the other day, is that they're spreading out the kids. So I think there's going to be roughly about 12 kids per classroom. They're calling them virtual bubbles. And so the kids get to have some interaction, but they're doing it in small groups. And the teachers
with no supervision?
Well, the teachers will actually be zoomed into the classroom, and then they have younger members of the school district who are going to be there. They're actually going to be kind of monitoring the learning mm-hmm. in each classroom. So you'll have the teachers on remote. You'll have that one person who's kind of monitoring the each room, and then you have these virtual learning bubbles where at least the kids can be together, get some interaction. Yeah. And I thought it was an interesting idea. Look, I'm all for trying to figure out something because I do believe that kids need that socialization. And they need to have, you know, they need to have some interaction. Does it replace in-person teaching? No. I know in LA Unified, Jess Kids, they actually, it's more structured this year. They'll probably be busy between 9 and about 2 o'clock with a few breaks. Mm-hmm. But they'll only get about 90 to 150 minutes of instruction with the teacher, depending on the day. The rest of it will be on, you know, kind of on your own time. For my friend who is in the Ventura County School District, Simi Valley, her kids are only getting, I think, 30 to 60 minutes of in-person instruction or virtual personal instruction, and then the rest is on their own time. So school district by school district, they're deciding what's appropriate. There does seem to be a little bit more structure than there was in March, which is understandable, but we've heard about colleges, and many colleges that had gone back for face-to-face instruction, like the University of North Carolina, are now shutting down. Notre Dame, where my twin cousins go, they're taking a two-week break from in-person classes because of an outbreak. Now Harvard has said that they are going fully remote. And so the question is whether or not students are actually going to start their college careers. What is the incoming freshman class going to look like? And according to a new survey report from College Reaction and Axios, they say that for many, 1 in 5 college students actually are thinking about deferring. So 20% of Harvard's freshman class have decided to defer. It's a trend that is going across universities during the pandemic. 22% of college students across all 4 years, actually, so not just freshmen, are planning not to enroll in the fall. They're going to wait it out. 85% of the students polled believe that they're more likely to be exposed if they're on campus, so they're making some alternative plans. Of those who are not returning, 73% are working full-time, 4% are taking classes at a different university, 2% are doing volunteer work, but the biggest chunk seem to be freshmen who are just saying they're going to hold off and not mm-hmm. plan on enrolling until next year to see if – and you can understand that. If you're paying yeah. a lot of money to go to a school like Harvard and
right.
you want to have that experience, you don't want to be sitting in your bedroom at your mom's house to get it.
Right. Yeah, this is affecting my cousin. She was supposed to start at American University in D.C. She was supposed to start in September as a freshman, and she was really looking forward to moving to D.C. and you know, experiencing college life, and all the classes went remote, so she's stuck at home in New Jersey in her bedroom and doing all of her classes. So she didn't defer because she's a really good student, and I think she just wants to make the best of it. But I know that she's really bummed that, you know, she's not going to get that college experience. And then my other cousin, who is going to be a senior in high school, he's a football player, and he's hoping to be scouted by some colleges. He's not going to play Division I, but, you know, he could definitely be D2, D3. And there's no scouting process right now. So it's putting a lot of student athletes in a weird position, too. They have to keep training, but at the same time, if there's no football season this fall, then, you know, he's really concerned about what his prospects look like for scholarships and things like that. So it's the whole thing is just it's kind of a mess. And then a friend of mine who lives in she works for a middle school in she lives in Cincinnati. They start classes today. and she's totally freaked out. So, you know, she's worried about the lack of structure. She's worried about, you know, kids maintaining social distancing. And she's worried, she's already got parents who are, you know, calling her and they're concerned. And it's just, and then I have another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan. She's going to be starting in the fall. It's going to be a mix of in-person and remote learning. So she not only has to go to school and put herself at risk, but she also has to still teach on Zoom classes. So and she had to take a pay cut like all the other teachers. So I understand when the teachers' unions are coming forward and really being loud about this. I get it, because I have friends who are going through this. They've been asked to take a pay cut, and they're asked to double their workload and put themselves at risk of, you know, these kids coming in and out. They don't know where they've been. And, you know, my friend in Manhattan said she's convinced that the school's just going to shut down by mid-October. There's going to be a huge spike in cases, and that everything's going to be going back to remote learning. It's still a mess. We just have not figured out how to handle this virus correctly.
And I think it's just, you know, and really, what do you do? I mean, I think the desire is that a lot of parents want their kids to be back in the classroom. And, you know, empathetically, I understand people are scared. And it's unfortunate, because there is a lot more fear mongering, but it is a scary virus. And so it's kind of like you have to figure out what works. Our teachers have not taken a pay cut at all. That's been part of their deal. But they are given the option of either teaching from their classroom. And this is one of those things that kind of irks me, because it feels like if they can do this, then they can bring kids back. In the LA Unified School District, if teachers want to get back into the classroom, they can come to the school. So they can either teach virtually from home, or they can come back to their classroom and they can teach virtually from their classroom. No students. And if they decide to do that, then childcare is being offered to them, so they can bring their kids to the campus, and then their kids will be watched while they do their distance learning. Mm-hmm. And so for me, if you're bringing kids back to a campus and you're having them do distance learning, why aren't you just bringing kids back in general? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I guess the rationale is about the numbers, right? The number of kids who are going to be present at the same time.
I really still feel like the best idea, and I've heard a couple of school districts around the country.
I don't have to deal with any of this.
It's a tough time. I mean, my friend who does teach for a school district is having to homeschool her three kids, you know, have them do virtual learning while she's trying to teach her classes.
Yep.
And it is a huge, huge challenge. But I still feel like the staggered schedule, we used to have year-round schools in L.A., and by dividing up your school, you could do it in halves or you could do it in thirds, giving everybody a track, A track, B track, C track, which would allow for smaller class sizes and allow for more spread, you know, more room to spread out, maybe shorter days, and a combination of in-person and virtual, so that at least a teacher can see in person if a kid is struggling. I feel like that just might be the best way to go. And I've heard some school districts doing it, but at least none of them around me. All right.
And I think kids are eating lunch now in the classroom, right? That's another thing. They've eliminated cafeteria time. So
if they are back in school, recess and lunch is totally different.
Yeah. So my friend who teaches,
you have a lot of kids with energy that just not getting it out.
Right. And my friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, she's like, I used that time for prepping my next class, and now I have to sit and babysit essentially while kids are eating lunch, and it's stressful, and you want to make sure when kids are eating lunch, it's, you know, they probably are going to, you know, they're not going to have masks on, obviously, but you know, it's a time where it's a little more chaotic than when you're in the middle of an actual planned class. So it's, I think that, you know, this entire situation, I have just, you know, and I'm sure your mom, having been a teacher for a long time, I'm sure she has some pretty strong feelings about this too. I think we're asking a lot of our teachers right now. And I don't know that, you know, that's not an angle that any news media that I've seen, they're not covering it from, you know, we see the unions, the teachers' unions yelling about stuff. And in California, I know it became very political and, you know, which was weird. In New York and in New Jersey and where my friend is in Cincinnati, not necessarily political, but just the safety, the input from the teachers, you know, seems to be largely unheard. And it just, it's sort of like, well, we're moving forward and that's it. And if you don't like your job, then quit. It's like, well, really? Right. That's the answer? That's the answer? Someone's a career teacher and you just tell them to quit their job if they don't like it? That's crazy.
We have to be able to find kind of this happy medium,
yeah,
this interim, so that, and, you know, people are going to have to be a little understanding and empathetic that we are going to need to try things. I mean, as much as it's terrible that the college campuses are closing down again, I actually applaud them for trying and for trying to make changes. Notre Dame, for one, just sending kids home for 2 weeks instead of just canceling, or not sending them home, but sending them to virtual education, just trying things out. This is the time.
Yeah,
it's unusual. It's unprecedented. We need to monitor what's happening and at least see what works and what doesn't. All right, we'll have more on the weather, weird, wacky weather conditions around the country, and it's hot on the DJV show, 45 minutes past the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Anytime, any place.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Laura Banks joins us, a very helpful astrological viewer of the reality of the day. How does that sound like for a bunch of bunkum? Huh? Is that bunkum or is that sound? When people ask you about a chart or they ask you about today, do they want to know? I mean, sometimes when you get the information, it was yesterday's info compared to today's info to compare to tomorrow's info. And there's so much in, I get bewildered by especially astrology. I don't get bewildered with the psychic connections and even maybe shamanism, but with the lingo of astrology and understanding the new moon and the moons in Leo,
right,
the 10th house of career and reputation, that means nothing. And I'm sensitive to this stuff. So how does it mean anything to the average person who just wants to know? And frankly, you know, horoscopes are fun, but they mean nothing because you don't really have the insight into where your moon is and the rising sign. You know, with all that stuff, you get completely... not erroneous information, but you get incomplete information. So what value is it? I guess that's...
Well, I hate the word hobbies because it seems so trite, but one has to pick up a desire to learn
And then once has any, you know, like I wouldn't know a good rosé from a bad Merlot, but if, you know, there is a movement, Doug, toward millennials really learning about the nature of astrology. There are a lot of people teaching this now. You know, I don't think I should be talking as much lingo as I feel like I do sometimes, and I should just be speaking what's going on. But, you know, you want to educate so that people will learn for themselves. And it's, and you know, Kepler College is a terrific place to study. A lot of the people we've had on our show, you go to their website, they've all got, you know, lessons and classes on the planets, the signs, and the houses. And that's it. They come together and form a consensus of the you. It is complicated, but, like, you can take it as a sweet, you know, side of the pool dive, or go off the board and dive deep. The bottom line is there's planets, this 5,000-year-old science, they're moving around, and they're absolutely affecting us the way this new moon in Leo is right now.
What, so how is it affecting not just me, but everybody? And is it going to have the same impact? That's a question I hear a lot as well. Just because the moon's in Leo, but we've got 12 different signs, and you've got the impact of the moon, and you've got the impact of your rising. So how in the world is this thing metered down so that people understand what they need to know about the day?
Find an astrologer you trust. You know, you can listen to me when I'm on. You can go to Susan Miller's site. She's world famous. Her readings are fantastic. I don't know how she does it, just on the sun sign.
It's almost, what I'm saying is, I've said this to you before, it's almost like you need to consult every day. You know, you and I talk
frequently
because of our other
business. Well, you do. You've got that Scorpio. You actually have a complex understanding, much more so than you think so. But but if you just were to know, all right, one of the new moons, like there's one today, August 18th. That means we're all going to start fresh on something for the next 30 days. Take advantage of that. High creativity. Lots of stuff in Leo. Try it on. Try it for a few
months. What does it mean, lots of stuff in Leo? What does that mean?
Oh, well, Leo's the planet of the sign of expansion and creativity and romance and play. And we're going to find it. Now more so with the new moon in Leo, and Mercury is conjuncting Leo, so our thinking will be creative. And for Scorpios like you, Doug, it's a chance for growth and prosperity professionally.
But yeah, okay, professionally, but not in terms of romance, because
terms of romance as well. But I know you're not really going there. So
well, I'm not, but if I were, the encounters I've had with Leos have been. They didn't go where I wanted them to go. Let's just say that.
Leos and Scorpios are not a match. No, they never will be.
Thank you. Really?
But everyone can have a fresh start in a new moon.
There are some who say there's a lot of passion there, but it doesn't last. I think that's what you're saying.
Scorpios just run too deep with too many complexities for a Leo that just wants to be all about them and grandiose and look at me and look at my lovely robe and my colors and my joy. And the Scorpio's like, well, I really need to dissect that a little more. I really need to understand what you're not saying. And the Leo's like, for goodness sakes, I'm saying what I need to say. We all have all those elements inside of us, and that is where it gets complex.
Mm-hmm. It does. It gets very complex. So, if somebody wants a good reading, good astrological reading, you don't send them to the newspaper. You send them to Susan Miller. Who else? Where? How do you find a good astrologer? You have 15 seconds to tell us that.
Your Hidden Power show has a lot of tremendous astrologers on. I'm a great astrologer. There's great, you know, you've got to become loyal to some message somewhere and stick to it.
Your website is?
Oh, StargaleNetwork.com.
There you go. That's how you find someone who'll give you good reading. Laura Banks and Doug Steffen here with some pretty good sage advice. 59 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.